It's time now for this week's Iowa State University Extension update on KGLO and also a spring planting report brought to you by Via Field, Lake Chevrolet, MBT Bank, Poa Biorefining in Hanlettown, and Farmers Co-op at Forest City, Leland, and Keister, Minnesota. Jesse Stewart here, and joining me now on the KGLO live line, it is Iowa State University Extension field agronomist Angie Reek-Hins. Angie, great to hear from you. How are you?
I'm doing well, Jesse. The sun is shining. Isn't it a beautiful day already?
It is an awesome day, and it's great to see the sun shining, and it's great to have some warmer temperatures in the forecast, finally some sustained warmer temperatures, and that just means that planting season, I think, is here.
I think you're right. Planting season is here, so people are geared up and they're ready to go. We've had a lot of field work done this last couple of days. We've had a lot of anhydrous go on. People are trying to get the last of their manure out for the spring, and it's a busy time of year.
It's definitely a very busy time of year. Well, let's talk about planting, and obviously you mentioned we've seen a little bit of field work here the past few days, some of that last stuff, some of that preparation stuff before going ahead and putting that crop in the ground. Soil temperatures this time of year really seems to be the biggest thing this early portion of the planting season. Where are we sitting as far as temperatures right now?
Well, yesterday morning at my house, which is northern Story County, we were at 38 degrees. And, you know, so our temperatures had been falling. We were well over 50 degrees 2 weeks ago with our soil temperatures, and they've been waffling back and forth, and they've been trending downwards. But this week with our warmer temperatures, we'll see them to start go back up. So really we want that conditions closer to about that 50 degree mark. And the reason we want that is we want that corn to germinate and get out of the ground as fast as possible. So we'll see our soil temps go up throughout the week. And that will improve our chances of emergence in a timely fashion greatly. So really what we want is we want that corn out of the ground within 7 to 10 days after planting it. And to do that, we've got to have a little heat. So our soil temps do need to warm up a little bit.
Well, and I know we'll have a little rain in the forecast for the weekend, a slight chance there. I mean, what happens? I mean, you know, we're talking temps in the 60s, possibly pushing 70, but what happens if we get a cold rain on top of anything that might get in the ground here? Is there anything that can happen with that?
Well, we have this condition we call imbibitional chilling, right? So it's a big word. It sounds kind of funny, but really what that happens is, as soon as that seed goes in the ground, it's going to start to imbibe water, which means it's going to soak up water and it's going to start all its processes to grow that shoot out of the ground. And if we get one of those cold rains on there and those soil temperatures drop a little bit and that seed gets a little bit chilled, that kind of delays emergence. It's really going to kind of set that plant back a little bit. So if we think those rains are going to be cold, then we really want to make sure that we're not planting 24 hours in advance of those cold rains. Now, I haven't seen the forecast. I know there's a chance of rain. I don't know what the temperatures are going to be for early next week. But let's hope it's a warmer rain and not one of these cold rains. And it certainly isn't going to kill the seed. It's just may set back things just a little bit and make it tougher for that stuff to get out of the ground.
Well, I know a lot of producers are kind of getting that itch. They want to get out in the field. Maybe they want to catch an early rain that hopefully isn't a cold rain, but a warmer rain. But would you say it really kind of just depends on what happens the next couple of days, what we see, you know, just overall with temperatures, et cetera, and maybe that forecast too?
Yeah, I agree. I think we have really good soil conditions in most of north central Iowa right now. We're not too wet, which is a prime factor for thinking about planting corn, because we don't want to smear that sidewall when we're planting, so we get good root development. So really, in a lot of places, our soil conditions in terms of moisture are very ideal, and that's a really good reason for people to start thinking about planting, plus those warming soil temps. I think we're going to see, if we hit the temperatures we're talking about, I think we're going to see a lot of corn grow in the ground between today and Sunday, just because people have that chance to get in there early. From a north central Iowa perspective, we're going to, we've got from now until the end of April to maximize our planting capacity and maximize our yield. So we have plenty of time yet. to get the corn in the ground. If people don't think their conditions are where they want them, they can wait a few days and we'll still be okay.
Well, you think about it, and we look at where the conditions are at, and obviously, you know, like I said, a lot of guys want to get in the field and get things rolling along. As they're getting those last-minute preparations together, I know conditions vary field to field. We know there's different soil types here throughout North Central Iowa. Talk about seed depth a little bit, though. Is there any kind of general rule that can apply overall?
Well, we really want our corn planted at about 2 inches, okay? That way we kind of mitigate some of those effects of waffling soil temperatures in that couple of upper inches. We want consistent planting depth so that corn emerges evenly. And that way, one of the things we want to make sure is that if we have even planting depth, we can maximize even emergence. And then we don't have plants that are out of the ground faster or plants that lag behind, because at some point in time or another, if they're lagging behind a little bit and other plants are out of the ground, they're going to kind of just be a weed at some point, maybe, you know, depending on how many days go by between emergence. We're not going to have that even stand that we want. So we want to make sure that planting depth is not only at that 2-inch depth, but to make sure that it's consistently at that 2-inch depth.
Well, Angie, all great insight as always. Anything else you can think of as we kind of get ready to get rolling with this planting season? Anything you could think of that you want to share with us?
Well, I think there's probably one thing we better talk about just briefly before planting, and that's if you have cover crops and termination of those cover crops. So, you know, we haven't had any ideal days for spraying if we're going to do chemical termination of our cover crops, and we haven't had any very warm days. Well, we want those cover crops to be actively growing, especially if we're going to use something like glyphosate or Roundup. Those herbicides that are translocated in the plant, that plant's got to be actively growing that cereal rye and other cover crops if we want a good kill on that. So, you know, with some warmer temperatures this week, that'll help those plants start growing. I'm afraid the wind isn't going to do much for our spraying, but we really need those crops, that cover crop, to be actively growing so we get a good kill on it when we use our herbicides.
Definitely a good thing to consider, and I agree. I don't think the wind is going to be our friend the next couple of days, but we'll work through it, and hopefully we can get a good start to spring planting here across North Central Iowa. With that, Angie Reek-Hinz, field agronomist with the Iowa State University Extension. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Jesse.
Angie Reek-Hinz with the Iowa State University Extension. That is this week's Extension Update on KGLO, and it's also a spring planting report brought to you by Via Field, Lake Chevrolet, MBT Bank, Poet Biorefining of Hanlintown, and Farmers Co-op at Forest City, Leland, and Keister, Minnesota. I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.